little bit of Ray, the best bits.
How are we all today? Are we good shape?
Funky. Feeling funky.
Funky?
Yeah, you're always feeling groovy. I'm feeling funky.
Wow.
Just in the shoulders.
Did you have a good morning? I only just got in, so did you have a good morning in work? Did you have like meetings and keeping busy? And
a couple of chats, a couple of emails, a couple of phone calls, just keeping busy, yeah.
Any kitchen chats? Up in the kitchen?
Some kitchen chats.
Kind of catch-ups.
Yeah. Stole a few bananas from the fruit box
the
kitchen. That's always good, you know?
A little bit of fruit theft is always solid. I was busy at home myself. I was doing a clear out. I love to have a potter. You know this about me.
You're a potterer.
I love to potter. I'm like the boy who lived. Hello, Potter. And I was pottering around this morning and I was doing a bit of a clear out. I like to do this kind of once a week or every couple of weeks. Just grab all the crap that has been sitting there. Every house does this with kids. Every house does this with kids. It's like the stuff they bring home from school, leaflets, a little thing they've made, like a little plasticine thing. Or a drawn or a little doodle they might have done. Or a Happy Meal toy. Particularly when they're made out of cardboard now. They're rubbish. And this all just kind of accumulates over the space of a couple of weeks.
For me, it's bills.
Bills?
Bills, yeah.
Bills build up.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing in a house with children.
It is.
Because what you do is you leave them there long enough for them to forget about the thing. Because they accumulate crap all the time. Like shells at the beach. Stones off the beach. The odd stick will come. Like a stick.
You never know when you're going to need a stick from the
beach. It's just left there. It's not from the beach. It could be from anywhere you'll find a stick.
Oh.
And a stick is left there. And it's like, how long do I need to leave it before I throw out this stick? Generally, it's about two and a half weeks before things start getting cleared out. This morning, we've crossed over. You see, this is the thing, this is a sad thing. We've reached a milestone in my children's lives when the things, instead of collecting sticks and bringing sticks in or stones from the beach, today I threw out something entirely new. As you know, my young fella, my 11-year-old Matthew, was at the Young Scientists exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he is young, but let me tell you, friends, he's not a scientist. But he was told, I can't wait. He told me, I can't wait to go to the Young Scientists exhibition because there's loads of free stuff at it. Loads of free stuff. He was giddy. He couldn't sleep the night before he went. This is last Thursday he went. And he brought home bits and bobs, paraphernalia, nothing particularly exciting. But the one thing that we have kept in our house since last Thursday is a college prospectus.
Okay.
For Atlantic Technical University in Galway, Mayo.
Wow.
We were like, Jesus, fair. But you know what? Fair play to ATU recruiting them young. And I just thought, you know what? He's a chip off the old block in that sense. If it's free. And by the way, this thing is like as thick as a Bible. The prospectus. It was massive. It was like a brick of paper. This 11-year-old came home with it in his school bag last Thursday. Atlantic Technical. It's the old Galway IT, yeah? So I've unfortunately, sorry, GIT or ATU, I threw out the prospectus.
You've dashed his ambitions.
Well, you know, he's got another, I don't know how long, what's he got? Another 7-8 years before he has to go to college. He's got another 7 or 8 years of the Young Scientist Exhibition where he cleans you out for a free prospectus every year for a flick through. But the prospectus has gone in the recycling and has to be. They reminded me of going to the post office with my granny and taking one of each of the leaflets in the. Because they were free.
Yeah.
Or
the bank. The bank.
This is the other one.
Yeah.
Do you remember coming home from the bank with a wad of deposit slips for the bank or the various like mortgage options, life assurance, life insurance, all the various things you need to know?
Or they'd have a pamphlet with some sort of cartoon character on it as well for like child savings. You go, oh, that's got a cartoon on it.
I'll take two of them.
Yeah.
It's free. That's what my child was doing at the Young Scientist Exhibition. Stuff that you took that was free and feeling like you got something amazing because you picked it up. I mean, it's just marketing material. You took it home because you're, oh man, can't wait to read this before bed tonight. What is it? It's the ATU prospectus. Cool. There's free stuff. Any free stuff?
Betting slips in the bookies.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I was 5 years of age and I was inside the bookies. I was like, I'll take a look.
Do you know what you would take, though?
Oh, hang on.
Hang on. I bet you I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say.
Yeah? Hang on.
The.
Does it give me where the.
P. Small, short, wooden.
Yeah.
Pencils.
Anywhere.
In Argos.
Yep.
Or Argos had the little biros, didn't they?
They did, but you get a free pencil in an IKEA as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. And the paper measuring tapes. You know the paper measure free?
Yeah.
They're free. I'll take 24 of them, thanks very much. Andrea says, I would and still will take any free brochure, says Andrea. Pauline says, our house would be clogged up with the dog-eared holiday holiday brochures, of course! Inside the travel agents, I'll take one of everything. You're not going to Mauritius, you're 12 years of age. I'm keeping my options open. Our house would be clogged up with dog-eared holiday brochures where they'd have the little photo of the resort on a page with a couple of bullet points on it. Love the show.
Hey,
Pauline. I opened a bank account myself at 12 years of age as they were giving away a piggy bank-shaped hippo. Ah, the 80s. Pat, we're not doing Jamembers. This is not a Jamember.
It's Jamember adjacent.
It's close.
Yeah.
It's nearly Jamember. But it's not quite Jamember territory we're in.
Anyone asks, it wasn't a Jamember.
This is not a Jamember. This is stuff you remember. Two very different things, Pat.
Because one's a question and one's, you know, an assertion. Right, Pat?
But Pat, if we start talking about Henry the Hippo and Ulster Bank, then we're in full on Jamember mode. We're not going to do that. And they gave, do you remember they gave you a little comic with it as well? When you signed up, they'd send you a comic that with Henry the Hippo as the star. Jamember. Do you remember the little flap on the bottom of Henry the Hippo? He had a little key. You could open him up.
Oh, yeah.
Open it up and you'd clean it out every now and again. You'd be like, there's nothing. You're not saving anything in there. You're spending it every weekend. Now, Pat, you see what you've done? You've turned it into a Jamember. Jane in Westport says, I remember us being excited with the various free phone books. The Golden Pages.
Oh my God, so excited about businesses you were never going to call.
I remember.
Is that the 1989 version? Yes, please.
The new phone books after arriving. Keep the old phone book just in case. I mean, what was that?
Lovely smell off a phone book, actually.
Oh, I love the smell of a new phone book. Do you remember? Was there a red one for businesses, says Jane in Westport? There was a yellow pages, the golden pages.
Was there a smaller one, though? Like it was blue or red?
It was a small local business one, wasn't there? And my kids go mad when they find their masterpieces in the recycling. Both their dad and I claim, oh, geez, your dad must have done it. And vice versa. Oh, geez, oh, your mum must have done it. She didn't realise how important it was to you. Leave it a week or so, they forget about it. And then boom, into the bin it goes from Denise. Oh, the kids are learning all about it now.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.